Debate heats up over investment advisors' adoption of Bitcoin ETFs. Key points: Matt Hogan, CIO of Bitwise Invest, argues that investment advisors are adopting Bitcoin ETFs at an unprecedented rate, challenging claims of low adoption. He points to BlackRock's IBIT fund, which has attracted $1.5 billion from investment advisors, making it the second fastest-growing ETF launch of the year when excluding other Bitcoin ETFs. Market researcher Jim Bianco contends that spot Bitcoin ETFs have yet to become widely adopted by traditional finance or older investors, suggesting that most inflows come from existing crypto holders rather than new investors. This disagreement highlights the complexity of interpreting data in the evolving Bitcoin ETF market. Contrasting views on Bitcoin ETF adoption. In a recent social media exchange, Matt Hogan, Chief Investment Officer of Bitwise Invest, challenged assertions about the adoption rate of Bitcoin ETFs by investment advisors. Hogan's comments were made in response to market research specialist Jim Bianco's claim that investment advisors' adoption of spot Bitcoin ETFs has been low. Bianco initially argued that spot Bitcoin ETFs have not become a tool for TradFi or boomer adoption, and that financial advisors' adoption of these vehicles has been limited. He further suggested that most spot Bitcoin ETF inflows were from on-chain holders moving back to traditional finance accounts, implying little, new, money has entered the crypto space. Hogan, however, presents a starkly different perspective. Investment advisors are adopting Bitcoin ETFs faster than any new ETF in history, Hogan stated in his post. He highlighted BlackRock's spot Bitcoin fund, IBIT, which has attracted $1.5 billion in net flows from investment advisors. Analysis of IBIT's performance. Hogan argues that while the $1.5 billion figure might seem small compared to the total $46 billion that has flowed into Bitcoin ETFs, it's significant when viewed in the context of new ETF launches. According to Hogan, if one were to consider only the flows linked to investment advisors and exclude all other sources, IBIT would rank as the second fastest-growing ETF launched this year out of more than 300 new offerings, excluding other Bitcoin ETFs. To put this into perspective, Hogan notes that the only ETF outpacing IBIT in assets under management is KLMT, an ESG-focused ETF. However, KLMT's growth is largely attributed to a single investor who seeded the fund with $2 billion. It sees very low trading volume, averaging only about 250 shares per day, with minimal adoption from investment advisors. Interpreting data in a rapidly evolving market. The debate between Hogan and Bianco highlights the complexity of interpreting data in the rapidly evolving Bitcoin ETF market. While Bianco focuses on the relative proportion of investment advisor participation compared to overall inflows, Hogan argues for considering the absolute figures in the context of historical ETF adoption rates. Hogan emphasizes that while investment managers currently represent a small fraction of the total buyers of Bitcoin ETFs, it would be inaccurate to characterize their purchases as small in absolute terms or relative to other new ETF launches. Implications for the future of Bitcoin ETFs. As the Bitcoin ETF market continues to mature, investment advisors' role and increasing participation may become a critical factor in the mainstream adoption of cryptocurrency-based investment products. This ongoing discussion underscores the importance of nuanced analysis when evaluating the success and adoption rates of new financial products like Bitcoin ETFs. The contrasting viewpoints presented by these industry experts provide valuable insights for investors and market observers alike as they navigate the implications of Bitcoin ETFs on the broader financial landscape. As more data becomes available and the market evolves, it will be crucial to continue monitoring the trends in adoption across different investor segments.